Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Ayin Tet Amud Bet at the very top of the Amud, third word. Going back to the issue of Kilayim. Tana Rabbanan, Otovet Pino Noheg B'Kilayim Uvakoi. That was the bright that we saw earlier, that it applies both to hybrids, and then this addition is the Koi. We're not clear on what a Koi is. Rabbi Eliezer, and we'll see more of the unclarity of that. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kilayim Abba Min Ha'ez Min Ha'achel, meaning you have a goat and a ewe, then Otovet Pino Nohegbo, it applies to them. But Koi, Ain Otovet Pino Nohegbo, the Koi does not have the restriction of Otovet Pino, and we've got to figure out what that means. Amar Rav Chista, Ezu Koi Shnech Lekubo, Rabbi Eliezer HaChachamim. So he says, what is the definition of the Koi that Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim disagreed about? Zamba Minatayish Minatzviya, meaning male goat and doe. That's what we have. So a koi, clearly they understood, was a mixture between a behemah and a chaya. Remember, as I said in the previous podcast, Otovet Pino does not apply to chaya, only to behemah. Now, hechidami, how did this play out? If we're talking about a goat having relations with a deer, and she gave birth, v'kashachit la ulivrai, and you shechted the deer and that baby, from avchista, komodim, behitzviya, v'natayish patur. Certainly, when the mother is a doe and the baby is whatever it is, your patur, because se uvno rachman, the Torah said, a se and its child. V'lo tzviyumno, it doesn't apply to the chayot. So, if it's the mother is the tzviya and you shechted her and the baby on the same day, no question, doesn't apply, nobody would make it apply. Ela b'tzviya bala tzviya shavi yalda. It must be that a deer had relations with a nanny goat. Vialda. So the mother here is a behemah. Because shachit la olivrai, you shechted the mother and the child. From Rav Chista, komodim behiti hashav natzvi shechayav. So how would Rabbi Eliezer disagree? Everybody would have to agree. You're chayav because you shechted a behemah and its child. Sevrachmana uvno koldehu, meaning shese uvno shor uvno means I care about the identity of the mother. The baby could be a mix. So the olam matayish shabal atzviyah. Let's go back to our first possibility, which is that the goat had relations with the doe. Yalda bat, and now let's add a layer to it, which is going to make it work. Uvat yalda ben. So the goat had relations with the doe that had, they then gave birth to this girl, mixed breed, and that girl later had a son with whoever. V'kashachit la ulivra, and you shechted now second generation and third generation the same day. Why they have a machloket? Rabbanan savri chashin lezera'av. So we go back to what we saw in the previous podcast with Hananiah and Rabbanan. Rabbanan say we take into account Zera Ha'av, and therefore, V'sev afilu miktzat se. When the Torah says a se is asur, even if it's only partially a se, a mixed breed. And therefore, we say as follows. Since the father of this baby was a behemah, therefore it's miktzat se. And therefore, it's called a se. And therefore, it and its son can't be killed on the same day. Rabbi Eliezer Savar ain't a choshin lezerav. At this point in the argument, we're going to posit that Rabbi Eliezer says that we don't care who the father is, which means this baby is v'seh afilu miktzat seh lo amrinan, and therefore, as a result, we don't care what the father was. The mother was a deer, and therefore, it is this whole thing is a deer, and therefore, there's no Otovet Pino. But if that's the case, why didn't they just join into the machloket Hanan and Rabbanan about whether Otovet Pino applies to the father, which we don't hear Rabbi Eliezer saying or Chachamim? So the answer is because if they had the machloket there, we would think that in this case, when we've gone one generation down, the Rabbanan would not say that this baby is considered enough for seh because it's miktzat seh. We don't apply that. So kamash po, and therefore after the machloket here, but it won't work because v'hadit nan koi ein shochtin oto biyom tov. Famous halacha in Masechet Beitzah, you can't shecht a koi on yom tov. Why? Because a koi might be a chaya, and therefore you have to do kisui adam. But you can't do kisui adam on yom tov unless you absolutely need it for the ochal nefesh because of the iser tiltul of the dirt, and therefore you can't do it on yom tov because koi might not need because it might be a behemah. If you went ahead and shechted, you don't do kisui adam, you eat it. Now, what are we talking about? What kind of koi is this? If it's the case you had where the male was a goat and the female was a, the mother was a deer, Everybody should agree that you shecht and you cover the dam, because tzvi, afil mikzat tzvi, this baby is a part chaya, certainly it needs kisui adam. That must be an inverse case, where the father was a hart, a deer, and the mother was a nanny goat. But that doesn't make sense, because according to the Rabbanan, you should have to do kisui, because you have miktsat tzvi here. According to Rabbi Elazar, who cares who the father is? The mother is a behemah. There's no kisui adam. So the answer is the only mitzvah b'alat hayashah. We're going to stick with that. Rabbanan, sfuki mesafkalu. The Rabbanan are not sure whether we're not ichoshin lezarav, ein choshin. And therefore they say, since we might take into account the father, you should do kisui adam, but since we might not, therefore it might not need kisui adam at all, so therefore lechatchila you don't do it on Yom Tov. Now, we know Rabbanan Mesafka, Rabbanan Zapshita late, so at this point we'll argue, since the Rabbanan are unclear about Choshen Lezerav, Rabbanan must be very clear that ain't Choshen. But that's not going to work either. Behind Tanya, Hazor, Bachaim, Akivan, Ogim, Ekoi, Uvikilaim. Another halacha that only applies to Behema and not Chaya. So we had Otovet Pino only Behema. We had Kisui Adam only Chaya. And now we got another one that's only Behema, which is the gifts given to a Kohen when you shecht an animal. The front leg and the chi and the jaws and the stomach go to Kohanim. He said it applies to Kohen Kilaim. Blessed Mary, Kilaim Abamina Ezumin HaRachel. If it's a goat and a ewe, then Chayab Matanot. But mina koi patur mina matanot. What's a koi? My askinan. What is it here? If it's a goat with a doe, bishno rolozer to patur. I understand why rolozer would say patur. So our sela filim itzat sela omrin. We don't care that the father is a beima. This is a chaya, and there's no be matanot. Alor rabbanan nihina kasari sela filim itzat sela. They hold that a partial is there. Bishno apalga lo yaivle. I understand why rabbanan would say that you don't give half, elap idach palga. For half you give idach palga. Lemele aiti rabbi rayeda choshin lezerav ishkol. If the rabbanan really say that we're not sure of choshin lezerav, then you should say to the kohen, half I'm not going to give you. The other half, prove that it's a beimah. I'll give it to you. Which of course you can't do. Which means they should say it's patur. So that can't be the case. Elavitzvia balatia shavi alda. It's a deer that had relations with a heart that had relations with a nanny goat. Vialda. So bishlam rabbanan my chayav b'chatzim matanot. So now what is it? The rabbanan say, okay, you give half the matanot because the mother, who for sure establishes identity, is a behemah. Rabbi Eliezer the chayav b'chulu matanot. According to Malazar, you should give full matanot. So the answer is the only tzviyah ba'ala teyashav yalda. Again, it's that same case. And now we got news. Rabbi Eliezer nami mesafkim sfukim mesafkale. Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim both agree that we're not sure if Choshen Zerav olo. Can Rabbi Masafkalu, Rabbi Elazar Masafkalu, lay my pligi. So if that's the case, that both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer are unsure about Choshen Zerav, so where's the disagreement? That leads to the disagreement about Matanot, and the disagreement about Otovet Pino, and they don't disagree about Kisui Adam. So the answer is Besev afil miktzat seh. Do we say that if the thing is part seh, it's a seh? Rabbanan sari seh afil miktzat seh. We do establish that. Therefore, in this case, Otov epino applies, and therefore matanot apply. Full matanot apply. Rabbi Eliezer savar seh velo miktzat seh. That we don't say seh velo miktzat seh. Therefore, Otov epino doesn't apply, and therefore, matanot don't apply. I'm a papa. Hilkach. Here he goes, follows, and he's going to lay it all out for us. Beautiful presentation of Papa. If you were unclear till now, Papa cleared up for you. Hilkach, le'inim kisui adam u'matanot. When it comes to kisui adam, and flip side, matanot, because kisui adam is only chaya, matanot is only beima. Lo mishkachat ele b'tzviya balat hayasha. The only case that we could be talking about is where the male is a deer and the female is a goat. The Bein Rabbanan and Bein Rabbi Eliezer Masafka Lo Yichoshin Lezerav Olo. What we've just established is both Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer say we're not sure if the father's identity counts. And they disagree about Seh Miktzat Seh. So therefore, the disagreement about Kisuya, the disagreement about Matanot, is is, do we say that because it's mikzat ser, so you give matanot? It could be either way, which is the Beimah, mother or father. Here we go. If the father is a goat and the mother is a deer, liisura, the only machloket they could have is whether there is an isura otovet beno, because maybe we take into account the father's identity, and we say seva filimiksatse amrina, and we do accept that, which means there may be an isur of otovet beno, so you can't do it. Viasur, in the case we had with three generations, a tzvi, tayish abala tzviya, child, and that child has another one, right? So then, viasur, Rabbi Elazar savar nehina minachashin zeraav, even though we might take into account, we may, we're not sure. The Zera'av, Seva, Filuk Tzatzeh, Lo Amrinat. But for Otovet Peno, it has to be a full Behemah, not a partial Behemah. So there's no halacha, no Isur whatsoever. Now, if it's Tzvi Abala Tayasha, if on the other hand, you have the heart that had relations with the nanny goat, or the Malkot, the disagreement is about Makot. Rabbanan Savrinina Minichoshin the Zera'av, yes, we take into account the Zera'av, Seva, Filuk Tzatzeh, Amrinat. We do count a partial Seh, and therefore, Malkinanlay. Therefore, if you have the mother as a behemah, therefore it's full otovet peno, because even though we might take into account the father's identity, the mother is a full behemah. Malkinanlay. And so no question, otovet peno applies. Well, those are savra, isura ika. There is an isur there, because we might be choshesh, but we might not be choshesh for the zera ha'av, and it might be a behemah. Malkiot leika, because we might be choshesh for zera ha'av, and therefore it might be a mix. Yisura ika, domain choshesh for zera ha'av. Ma'aseh mal yehu. If we don't choshesh for zera ha'av, we don't consider the father's identity. This is a full seh, a full goat, a full behemah. Malkot leika, can't give malkot, because dim choshesh for zera ha'av. Maybe we take the father's into account, identity into account, which means the mother may be a seh, but this animal might be a miktzat. And remember, it's the second, the third generation that's going to be killed with the second that's going to produce the problem. Very clear. I'm reviewed up. Now, koi, now we're going to have a discussion what the koi is. Now, this is not at all Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan. This is a whole new direction. The koi is some sort of another animal. The chacham just didn't decide if it's a behemah or chaya. Nachman Amar disagrees, says koi is the el habar. He might not disagree. He identifies it as a wild gazelle. Ketanoi, and that follows a machlok ketanaim with three or four opinions. Koi is the el habar. V'yishomrim is the abam in a taish min atzviya. It's really a hybrid. Rabbi Yossi omer koi bria b'fnei atzma, just like Rabbi Yehuda said. V'chiru b'acham min chayom min b'ha. Shmigam Liel says, no, b'im b'imahi. It's a kind of an animal, it's not a behemah. There was a particular place that used to raise them. Now, Amrav Zeira, Amrav Safra, Amrav Hamnuna, Hani Izi Debala. There were certain kind of wild goats that they had. Ksherot Ligabe Mizbeach. He claims they're Kosher Lemizbeach. They're a subset of goat and a behemah. Savalaki Adam Rabbi Yitzchak. He must hold like Rabbi Yitzchak says, based on Dvarim Yudalad. When the Torah says, it lists 10 animals, 3 of them behemot, 7 chayot, v'tulo, and therefore, since this easy to bali, even though it's a kosher animal, because of its simanim, but it's not listed among them, and it's not listed as one of the chayot, it must be a subset of A's, it goes on the Mizbeach. So, Abachabayakov, Ema, Ayal Utsvi Prat, Kol Behema Klal. Maybe we have a Prat Klal. Maybe the Chayot is not an exhaustive list. Prat Klal, Asa Klal Musaf Ala Prat. Ikatuva, maybe there's a lot of Chayot. Find any wild animal out there with Simanim, like the Easy Debala, and it's a kosher Chayah, but not for the Mizbeach. Mizbeach is only Behemot. The answer is, Imken, Kol any Prat Ilamali. But if the Torah meant to do a Prat Klal, why list so many Pratim? So, watch this challenge. Maybe this A's is a subset of the Akko Chaya.
Which
which is some sort of a wild ox, or mina dezemer ninu, maybe it's a subset of another one of the chayot. So Rav Chana and Rav Ashi, Amem Rashari Tabayu, even further, Amem used to say, that easy to bala, you could eat its fat, which means it's a chaya. Barmine Abba Bredu, Abminam Brachia, Abmaravuna Brachia, honey, easy to bala, Mahulu Gabay Mizbeach. So he asked him the question, could these grow the Mizbeach, if we had a Mizbeach now? This is in Bavel, 400 years after there's no Mizbeach. Rabbi Adkan, no plegi Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan, no Abishor Habar. Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan had a disagreement about the To'o. Did not Shor Habar mean behimahu? That's what Rabbanan's position. Rabbi Yosi or Memin Chaya. It's a Chaya, can't go on the Mizbeach. Why do they disagree? The Rabbanan Savin the Bargenin Turbila, because the Targum of the word To'o is Turbila, meaning it's a kind of a Tor. So it's a Shor something, Turbala. Mina de behimahu. Rabbi Yosi Savar, context. It's right in the middle of the list of Chayot. Mina de Chayo, must be a Chaya. Avohani, but these Izim that we're talking about, Divrei HaKol Mina Deiz Dino. Everybody agrees that they're behemot. Maru Acha Abreiro Yika V'Dilma Mina De'Ako Dino. Mina Rashi V'Dilma Mina De'To'o Mina De'Zemer Dino. Again, the same challenge. Maybe these guys are subsets of Chayot. And to support that, Rachma Rashi Amem Ashar Tabayo. Amem used to matir eating the fats of those things. Okay, we'll pause at this point. So the bottom line was that the Easy Debala, most Rishonim hold really are behemot, but they would say that Mitzal Safek, you should do Kisri Adam because they may be a Chaya, but nobody is Matir the Chalev. In any case, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with our analysis of the rest of the Mishnah, which will take us all the way to the end of the analysis of the Mishnah, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Bet. In the meantime, though, everyone should have a wonderful day.